Universe.
Hey Groundlings, this is Emily from the Grounder Source blog coming at you for the first episode of our podcast, Grounders. This week we're discussing part one in the two-part season finale of The 100, We Are Grounders. We'll start with our recap and then explore what to look forward to in part two of the season finale on Wednesday, and then cast and crew other projects. To begin, we'll start with the recap. This is also posted on www.groundersource.blogspot.com. Chancellor Jaha tells everyone left on the Ark to use up the rest of their resources and come to terms with inescapable death. Abby struggles to save a young girl who dies despite frantic attempts to revive her. And it's clear Abby is doing this metaphorically because she wishes desperately to save Clark. She believes she will die with Clark hating her and never knowing her daughter's fate. On the ground, Bellamy has given up all hope for Monty, Clark, and Finn. Bellamy, have a little more faith. You're destined to be with Clark, and we all see it. Raven refuses to give up hope, which is fine with us, because we want her to have Finn. At Anya's grounder camp, a freaky grounder named Tristan shows up on a two-headed horse and declares he has been sent by someone named the Commander. Tristan is actually played by Joseph Gatt. It's kind of ironic. The entire cast is extremely involved in social media and tweeting the show, so I kind of figured that Joseph was gonna pop up in the 100 somewhere because I saw Bob, who plays Bellamy, he started tweeting him, and I was kind of like, I don't recognize this guy at all. So it's kind of cool that you get to guess who the guest stars are gonna be before they even come on the show, just based on how involved our cast is in Twitter. Alright, so Tristan pointedly tells Clark he is the man sent to slaughter your people, which sent shivers up everyone's spine. He states he's going to start with Clark, but is distracted when himself and Anya notice a fire warning. They become concerned and say that Reapers are coming, and of course that doesn't sound good. They move out, leaving behind a grounder to kill Clark, one who had apparently already killed Finn. But surprise, it's Lincoln. Beautiful, sexy Lincoln. He has turned against his people for his love, Octavia. And that's marriage material right there, ladies. Lincoln actually saved Finn and set the fire, warning himself to distract Anya and Tristan. And after they realize it was all a ruse, Clark, Finn, and Lincoln are forced to run through mine tunnels. And Anya and Tristan don't follow because apparently this is where the Reapers hang out. When asked what Reapers are, Lincoln simply responds, "I pray you never find out," which, of course, makes the Reapers sound like gems. The group runs through the tunnels with the aid of a map in Lincoln's sketchbook, one he says is a spoil of war. They see a bunch of Reapers before more information can be learned, and they notice a cart full of dead bodies. The Reapers certainly live up to their name. Back at camp, Murphy kills Miles in revenge, and our poor Jasper accidentally stumbles upon the scene. He has the worst luck. Murphy holds Jasper hostage in the dropship, with Bellamy listening in on Jasper's walkie-talkie. Bellamy makes the choice to trade himself for Jasper, and Murphy loves this, as Bellamy is, of course, his number one target. And he makes Bellamy tie his own noose. All the while, Raven and Jasper are trying to get in through a back panel of the ship, and Octavia is going ape. Back on the Ark, Chancellor Jaha is wallowing in the hopelessness of his impending death, drinking and watching a video of Wells and Clark as children. In the video, they are speaking about the Ark and practicing for a Unity Day pageant, and it gives him an idea. He announces to the other adults that he wishes to use the Ark as an Exodus ship in a crazy plan that gives them very little chance at survival. But heck, come on guys, we all know it's going to work anyways. But do we really want the adults on the ground? That's going to bring a huge dynamic change on the show. Back in the tunnels, Lincoln makes the terrible choice to sacrifice his beautiful body to protect Finn and Clark, and leads the Reapers away so the pair can escape. Lincoln, they tortured you. You have to be reminded of this. You don't need to sacrifice yourself for them. Don't just throw away that beautiful body, please, for the love of God. But before he goes, he gives Clark and Finn his map and tells them to use it to get Octavia and everyone away from camp before the grounders arrive and attack. Let's be honest, though, he only cares about Octavia, and we're fine with that. As Finn and Clark run away, they make a horrifying discovery. One of the bodies in the cart is alive and clearly in immense pain. Distracted, they don't realize a Reaper has come upon them, one which Finn kills with a rock. Returning to camp, Murphy is still off the deep end and has gotten Bellamy to put the noose around his neck. Murphy hears sounds under the floorboards, which is Raven trying to get in, but he thinks it's Octavia. He starts shooting and uses all his bullets. Bellamy tries to get away, but Murphy kicks over his stool and hangs him. Luckily, Raven and Jasper get in, and Jasper saves Bellamy. Murphy locks himself in the upper floor, and just as Bellamy crashes in to beat the crap out of him, Murphy blows a hole in the ship wall with gunpowder and escapes. What a tricky little bugger. Jasper hugs Bellamy in the cutest scene in the world, and we cannot wait to see how their friendship develops. Back to Finn and Clark. Finn is a baby and washes the blood from killing the Reaper off his hands in a river. We weren't really listening to what they said, because whenever they talk, we zone out. However, ears definitely perked up when he told Clark he was in love with her. Long enough for us to yell at him to shut up and cheer and applaud Clark for shutting him down. Smart girl. Arriving at the camp, Finn and Clark tell everyone about the war that is about to occur. Bellamy gives an incredibly inspiring speech where he declares, "We're on the ground now, and that means we are grounders," which you hear in our podcast opening. And he tries to rally the kids to prepare to fight. Clark respectfully gives her own speech after, stating that if they stay, they will die, so everyone better pack. And of course, everyone completely disregards everything Bellamy just said and all disperse to begin packing. We love our rebel leader, but it looks like the princess is right. Just as you think things are about to end, Raven shows up from behind the dropship. She was, in fact, hit by one of the bullets from Murphy. Finn picks her up, and he should probably just stay wherever she is forever and never talk to Clark again. The screen goes black, and "To Be Continued" comes up, and the hearts of all the groundlings watching drop in anticipation for next week's episode. But oh wait, where the heck is Monty? So that's it for the recap. Once again, that is on www.groundresource.blogspot.com. And we just wanted to read the episode description that was released from the CW this week for part 2 of the 2-part season finale. It goes like this. The end of the world as we know it. Clark pleads with Bellamy to do the right thing as conflict on the ground comes to a head. Bellamy forces Octavia to make a difficult decision. Raven and Jasper work against time, and Finn makes a bold move. Meanwhile, the situation on the Ark comes to a stunning conclusion. So, that sounds extremely exciting, and we are so excited to see what happens. The preview for that episode is actually available on the previews page on groundersource.blogspot.com, and we're just going to play it for you right now.
Those kids out there, they listen to you. They're willing to fight and die for you. We're gonna need that again before this day is through.
Wow, that was certainly an incredible preview, and it's clear that war is coming for the grounders. The CW also released preview pictures of the episode, and those are available on the news page of the blog at www.groundersource.blogspot.com. Moving on to cast and crew other projects, this week we're talking about Mistresses. It's an American drama series based on the 2008-2010 British series of the same name about the lives of 4 female friends and their involvement in an array of illicit and complex relationships. With stars such as Alyssa Milano, it's not surprising that The Hundred's own Ricky Whittle, who plays Lincoln, the grounder, also plays Daniel Zamora on Mistresses. One of the 4 ladies named April has an affair with the character, who is also a sexy artist. And if you want to see Ricky Whittle and his sexy abs as Daniel, go to his Instagram page because he recently Instagrammed a picture of himself on the set. And we just are going to play a quick preview of the show for you now.
Meeting someone?
Now that you're here, I suddenly feel like changing my plans.
Where's your wedding ring?
It's in my pocket.
Put it on. Life doesn't always turn out to be your fantasy.
Wait. I should probably be on top. Since you're ovulating, you know, we probably shouldn't waste the good stuff.
Yeah, I forgot. And when it turns you upside down, you've got to have your friends.
Are you seeing anyone?
She could be if she'd let me set her up.
No, you lost those privileges when you infected my phone with sex apps.
Oh, yeah.
shag her.
I need you. I have a date.
Mm. You look amazing. Do not let her lift up.
I love you.
You know, I can't leave my wife right now.
Don't you dare leave her.
I have never met anyone like you.
And you never will.
Maybe you would want to see this.
What are you doing?
Relationships drive you crazy.
I'm trying to connect with you.
That's something I haven't felt in a long time.
Come on, that's my fault.
I want to be treated like a sexual being, you know? I miss that.
Hello, what is happening over there?
Not for you.
Oh.
Love is complicated.
I'm in love with you. Please tell me that you feel it too.
It's your home. And I figured this could be a little love nest.
And there's no such thing.
I'm a free spirit
that doesn't mind being a kept woman. Has no strings attached.
I knew your husband. We were in love. And I was pregnant when he died. What's wrong? He chose his wife. The whole time I was just the mistress.
It's okay to let go.
Life is about the choices we make, the chances we take, and the friends who see us through it all.
And Mistresses airs on ABC every Monday at 10/9 Central. I'm kind of freaking out because Akilah Cooper, one of the writers on the show, I just noticed on June 4th responded to a fan who was talking about the first part of the season finale and said, "Seems like all the characters got hugs in tonight's new episode except for Bellark. No fair season 2 then." She responded, "Are you comfortable? Are you hydrated? Because you're in for a long wait. Hashtag settle in." That concerns me because I always kind of worried that since the fans were so vocal about how much they wanted Bellark to happen and how passionate they were, which I definitely am, I ship Bellark all the way, as you could have probably told from my recap, that perhaps the writers didn't want to feel influenced by the fans. They wanted to make sure that the story that they were writing was theirs and they weren't being influenced by outside sources. I should probably give them more credit than that, honestly, but I kind of always worried that they would not do it just because we're pushing for it so hard. So that kind of worries me, just seeing that. Also, stuff like Devin, who plays Jasper on the show, he tweeted in response to a fan who asked him, "Who do you ship Jasper with?" And he said, "I ship Jasper with the plot." And I didn't know if that was maybe him saying that we should be focusing more on the plot than the ships. I'm not sure, so I just hope that we're not bugging them as a fandom. I mean, really, we shouldn't, because we are so passionate and so in love with the show and the characters and the cast that I would really hope that that wouldn't be the case, because I love this show so much. So I just wanted to hop on the Ground Resource Twitter, which is at Ground Resource, because we asked a few questions of our Twitter followers. We are Grounders Part 1. We asked if anybody had any theories about Raven / Bellamy, if Monty was alive, what Murphy's up to, etc. And we got some responses. At Two Cool Girls said maybe the Grounders promised Murphy that he would survive the attack if he became a spy for them. He has an axe to grind. She also said, "Monty's alive. He's with the Mountain Men, who are the descendants of the people who took refuge in Mount Weather when the bombs fell. The Mountain Men jammed the signal in the dropship and it crashed. Monty heard the signal in the woods. They have tech." That's certainly a really in-depth theory, and we look forward to see what actually happened to Monty, because we miss him, and we really hope he's going to come back around. At Amanda Lynn 95 said, "Raven needs to stop, like, ASAP. It's just not cool." That's very true. It's not cool. She needs to go away. She needs to just stay with Finn, because just no. Come on, Raven. I have a lot of respect for you. You really shouldn't have hooked up with Bellamy. I'll forgive you because I love you. It's also really cute because Lindsay Morgan, who plays Raven on the show, is actually best friends with Eliza Taylor, who plays Clark on the show. So I just love her and her character. I just can't stay mad at her. But I was just like, really, Raven, did you really have to just stay with Finn? Get Finn back. And we're just going to put Clark with Melanie, okay? Also, we asked, do we want the adults to bring the Ark to the ground? It will bring big change in dynamics. Thoughts/theories. Akia Shows responded, maybe they'll land in Asia or something and spend all of season 2 trying to get to Virginia. I like this theory. Because I'm not sure if I want the adults to come to the ground. I think it will bring a huge change in dynamics. Because we're used to seeing all the kids. And I think when they get down there, they're going to try to run the place, and it's just going to be a huge slap in the face to the kids, because these people send them down, and now they have the survival skills, and they know all about the Mountain Men, the Reapers, the Grounders, they know everything, and these guys are just going to come down there and try to run the place, and I really don't want that to happen. And I really like having two separate worlds, the adults on the Ark and the kids on the ground. Like, it's going to be a big thing for the writers to, they can make this work. Okay, so we also asked, who thinks Lincoln is alive? At Tiny Tina responded, raise his hand, us too. At Love the 100 responded, I hope he is. And at Darla Schimmel responded, of course he's alive, he has too much unfinished business. Honestly, I think Lincoln's alive because Linktavia forever. First of all, also, she's right, he has too much unfinished business. He's just not gonna not show up. They're gonna show him, if Lincoln dies, they're gonna show him dying, and it's gonna be Octavia sobbing on top of him, because I just know that the writers, they would do that to us. They would break our heart. They wouldn't just let him disappear, and we never see him again. Alright, so that's the conclusion to our first episode of Grounders, the accompanying podcast to Grounders Source blog. You can visit the blog at www.groundersource.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at Grounders Source, like us on Facebook, or drop us a line with theories or reactions to be read on the show at grounderspodcast@gmail.com. And we'll see you next week, where we will be discussing We Are Grounders Part 2.